microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the prime. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
No hope plays me. I don't do crack cause I'm already crazy. And we don't need no more psycho people. Guns don't kill people, people kill people. Haven't you heard there's a new sheriff in town? But one black chief can't cop us down. We cross on my wife, the nigga ain't for my tribe. Not Tribe Called Quest, the Tribe Called West. Too legit to quit, so tell the cops they can kiss my young black ass cause I'm out to get mine. Let it be known to all men that roam the planet Earth that I'm a hot cuss. Living in the LA, so you gotta be a warrior. Make sure you got a good lawyer. Get caught with a spear that's 15 years. I hit the fence, split my khakis, and still they shooting at me. Trying to kill us off like Buffalo. Fuck a flow. Can't have my life or my soul. So,
I don't give a fuck, you not the fucking cops. I don't give a fuck. The fucking cops. I don't give a fuck. Not the fucking cops. And another fuck. And another fuck. I don't give a fuck.
I keep my brownies in my pocket. I can kick it if you lock it. I'm serving. Place your order. Got the fat, fat quarter. Slaving ain't my style. Never was Mr. Fuzz. I don't drink suds. I pour them out for my loved ones. Everything is like every day. I gotta go through this. So you can get the boot and a motherfucking fist. I ain't yelling no hey, so be along your way. Whip, cause that shit don't work on pimps and hustlers and players and dragon slayers. I got the bomb in my palm, how much? Can't stay in one spot, the heat get too hot. I gotta get another G, cause this one's on E. Deep game, I let loose, not from the window, from the roof. Shoot, nigga, shoot, that's for your eye and your sparrow. Right here on my barrel, just one click away from throwing me a dick away. Several minutes, my flight's out.
Give a fuck, and another
fuck. Jump on the beach, cruiser with the beach shooter. With my homies on the handlebars, gonna handle walls. The homies have me all fucked up off that yak. Plus a U-turn and go back. I drop my golf at stop the cop, two foldies, two parolees. Some niggas start staring like they know me. Damn, I only got two shells with me. But this deuce five get busy. Where is he? Hopped on the bandwagon.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and with me as always is Star Saxon, and he's feeling a little bit better. We'll get into that later in terms of our sporting teams and all that good stuff. But but we just came out of a joint, PDK. By threat or deadly threat, depends on how you refer to him. I remember this album and I have it pulled up here because it was released. It was released 93. Star Saxon hit me up one day when we were hundreds of miles apart. I'm in San Jose. He's in Southern California, UCLA. And he says, Jay, did you get this album? I said, Nah, man, I haven't. Nah, nah. He said, Nah, I'm serious. I said, I saw a review in the Source. They gave it a good review. He said, Nah, man, you got to get this album. It's one of the best albums that you'll hear. Threat. Who was on Ice Cube's death certificate. He was associated with DJ Pooh for the longest time, and he was on the Alcoholics' first album as well. The album that he dropped is, to me, it's a classic album to me, because once I heard it, I was listening to it all the time. And Star Saxon, it's interesting the line of demarcation oftentimes, at least at that time, with Southern California and Northern California, because I remember playing that album and the folks that I was friends with that were from the Bay, they would say, man, what is he talking about? Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Man, what's up with that, man? Well, I don't want to hear that shit. But, and then the folks in Southern California, like you and I, and some other folks that we know, love that album, Let the Dogs Loose, Four Deep, I Got Niggas That Got, yeah, I mean, it's, and I'll text you quotes from the song, and you'll do the same. This album, The Horse That Is Yours, Give It Up, Show
24/7.
Oh, 24/7, all that stuff. We're going to have you do a mix with that at some point in time. But that was a wonderful, wonderful thought to play that PDK by Threat.
Yo, Jay, ask me what my fond memory is about this album.
Okay, what's your fond memory about the album?
Any nigga from L.A., when this shit dropped, knows that Threat Sick in the Head promo poster was up on the corner of, like, Crenshaw and Exposition from, like, 2 months before the album dropped.
Okay.
To, like, 5 years after the album dropped. Dude, you'd be rolling north on Crenshaw, I'd be like, 93, Threat Sick in the Head. And you're like, yo, I gotta get the album, right? It's 94. It's like, yo, Threat Sick in the Head. That's just a tight album. It's like, yo, Threat, 95. And you're like, yo, I'm bumping the loonies. I got five on it, but this fucking poster is like still on the fucking wall. It's like 95, dude. It's like, Threat, 96. And they're like, yo, Threat Sick in the Head. Yo, is that poster ever coming down? Dude, I think it was like 5 years running with that poster on the wall. I mean, it was like a mega graphic too, man. That shit was not small. Just hella funny, man. I'm gonna let you know, man, that Threat Sick in the Head poster, that shit sat on the Crenshaw and like Crenshaw and Exposition intersection for like 5 strong years, dude. Yeah. But no, man, I ain't joking around. That's a hot album.
Yeah, definitely a hot album. Speaking of hot, we have a hot episode coming for y'all. We have first we got a gentleman that named Masquan that his song Wait Until You Hear. We got a couple of definitely dope conversations coming up. He has a song called Fuck Niggas, They Uber These Hoes. And we gonna bring that to you. You're gonna love it. Believe me, you're gonna love it. It's a fun, and then the video is even funnier. Real cool dude. So we had a real nice conversation with him. This is actually a partner of Star Saxon's from his UCLA days. And dude is cool. I really enjoyed the conversation with him. So I'm looking forward to bringing that to you. Also, we have, and we really enjoyed this one. This one is a new group. Well, not new, but a group called Dirty OGs, which is comprised of Corrupt, Trey D, Weasel Loke, The Chill. Yes, Chill from CMW Compton's Most Wanted. And then also Cocaine is a part of it as well. But primarily it's the four gentlemen that I just mentioned. So we had a conversation with them. They have a project upcoming called We Got Now and Next. Real, real cool perspective from each one of them. And you can tell from the conversation that they really enjoy each other's company in terms of being partners and really have a good time when they hang around each other. And so yeah, I'm really looking forward to bringing that to them. What you think, Star Saxon?
Yeah, man. Can't wait to let y'all hear it, man. 30 OGs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're going to get into a few songs, and we're going to come back with first you're going to hear the conversation with the Dirty OGs, and then we're going to bring you Masquan. So we're going to bring that to you, and then of course we're going to come back with the last words. You're going to hear songs like from Compton's Most Wanted, this Compton, all that stuff. So we're going to bring it to you, some songs from Weasel Loke, from Trey D, from Corrupt, all that stuff. So you are listening to Microphone Masters. Make sure you hit us up mm@dubcnn.com. follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. You listen to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com.
It's the king of the jungle when I can't be tamed. Take you all the way to the millennium reign.
It's the return
of the germ, it's that funky worm. Heated like the bottomless pit when it burns.
Bro, my flow you cannot handle. I'm bumping and I'm humping like a camel on your radio channel. It's me, THREAT. Life of 95, most definitely. In fact, under my style's a low jack to stop. He stole his rhymes from the zoo tribe. Chief, you're dead wrong. Unto what tribe do you belong? So we can know your name when we see you back home.
It's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow. Let niggas know that it's cool. It's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow. Let niggas know that it's cool. It's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow. Let niggas know that it's cool. It's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow. Let niggas know that it's cool.
He made a change, so now
down a nigga think he Van Damme. You must didn't know I take off like Pan Am. Wreck you like a pinto, pop the instrumental and attention, ladies and gentlemen, it's the bomb. I did it, I lit it, let him hit it, and it's stronger than the Humpty with the crown though dipped in it. And this is for your biters, just to sink into your fangs. It's the deadly dope, man, pumping through your veins. Raised in the bowl, 213 area code, where the criminals dig up your grave looking for buried gold. The universe will soon be mine in due time. You can't tangle with the one from Killer Cali's triangle. Deep, deep, deep down under the dungeon lies your doom. I break the dynamite and watch it tick, boom. Loony and the tunes be grooving in your sneakers, and the speakers and the technique is way too freakish.
And it's ooh, it's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow, let niggas know that it's ooh, it's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow, let niggas know that it's ooh, it's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow, let niggas know that it's ooh, it's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow, let niggas know that it's ooh.
Above the world so high, like the stars up in the sky. I'm funky with the flow, understand you. Brown babies from my land, they just love it like candy. A little mama land your ship and let me ride. Shot to the let them way on the east side. I keep my eyes on the sparrow. Pulls afros and arrows, can't kick it cause it's wicked like the pharaoh. And the war with the devil is a level far beyond. In Babylon come many red rum. So follow as we journey through the creepy sleepy hollow. Take this 40 ounce bottle, see y'all broke niggas tomorrow. And it's
ooh, it's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow, let niggas know that it's ooh, it's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow, let niggas know that it's ooh, it's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow, let niggas know that it's ooh, it's the LA Zoo. We on with the flow,
my rhymes, I get high and Bellagio ceiling designs. I'm up your main hoochie, mainly because you gang goofy. Ain't no colorful nigga, I rock the plain Gucci and the frames Gucci. Ain't gon' talk about clothes because I ain't boozy. Your boy Bay Bossy, so stay off me. Please don't make me call them hitters out to handle you dudes. And your family holding candles on the Channel 2 News. Y'all can be hurt to be the next block dead homie t-shirt. Pack the heat for the static while I'm smoking on a black and sweet aromatic. Homie keep staring at it. Hey, I go dumb. What you want, son? It ain't even grapes no more. We smoking some.
I've been running this game all my life. You know I'm always staying gangsta. No matter ballin' a nickel and diamond, I'm always staying gangsta. Keep it gangsta. If you a hustler, you understand life. What it takes to survive. Like trying to come up on the street, stay alive. Cause you came up through all of the struggles and always stay gangsta. So keep it gangsta.
California gas prices, driving on a suspended license. 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning I hear sirens. Paddy wagons and ambulances and squad cars and violence. And it ain't nobody talking cause witnesses keep their silence. It's a minus if the retaliation don't go into affection. The same day that it happened, make sure it's nothing pleasant. These suckers are playing for false and try to hit you. Act like they with you, but who's be really against you? See, I never tell a botch on my business, that's not a groovy look. The same broad to be the same broad that I had you took. The same broad that put you in jail the last time for slapping the shit out got her ass for telling the first time. See, it's losing this type of shit I abide by. Winners don't enter the game unless you are ready to die. Yep. I'm a product of the soil and I made some cash. But you gotta get in and get out if you expecting the last.
I've been running this game all my life. You know I'm always staying gangster. Gangster. No matter balling a nickel and diamond, I'm always staying gangster. Keep me gangster. A hustler, you understand life, what it takes to survive. Trying to come up on the street, stay alive. Cause you came up through all of the struggles and always stay gangster. So keep it gangster.
I fold racks with cold cats. House dip, couldn't tell if it's wallpaper or gold plaques. And I ain't never sold no crack. Hov did that, so I wouldn't have to go through that. I'm from the Bay, gangster, I stay gangster. Grimy, grungy, all that. We hungry, call back, I'm spongy. Soak up, gang, don't get broke up. Smash got the West Coast, woke up, huh? Put your paws up, nigga, get your bars up. Cause I can read your mind, you like he raw as fuck. I stay smashing, I ain't polite. Smash rock, do his gangster right. Blow an eighth the night, and just to make it right, I skate with Mike. The drop 6-4 thing, Aikman White. You ain't gotta be a gangster to be gangster. Just smash and shine like an OG gangster.
See, I've been running this game all my life. You know I'm always staying gangster. Gangster. No matter ballin' a nickel and diamond, I'm always staying gangster. Keep me gangster. If you a hustler, you understand life. What it takes to survive. Trying to come up on the street, stay alive. Cause you came up through all of the struggles and always stay gangster. So keep it gangster.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DougCNN.com. I am Jay Levin. You know I got my dude with me, Star Saxon. And we are joined. We got these dudes is lit right now. They doing it big. We got the Dirty OGs. We got members of the Dirty OGs with us, which is Chill. We got Weasel Loke. We got Corrupt. You know, we effort in Big Trey D. And, you know, Cocaine is a part of this as well. So what's going on, fellas? Yeah. How y'all living?
Oh, man, you know, so stank them. Short stakes and bad breaks, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to make no mistakes. We just getting it how we live. Dirty.
I know.
Personally, I'm in the Fast Lane movie with bad tags, warrants, no insurance, and no license. But I'm finna get there, right? But it's off to the G, man. It's dirty season. It's dirty.
Yeah. Riley said he got bad tags.
Bad tags, warrants, no license or insurance, and I'm getting it in with a stick of that Feezang, and the Feezang, Leezang, Reezang, Neezang, Meezang. I'm just trying to tell you, it's dirty season. We got the DOG single that just dropped for the record. The video is getting ready to follow up with the hype that's been going down, man. It's been dirty season, man. We mixed and mastered, ready to give it to y'all raw and uncut, man.
So I gotta ask y'all, fellas. I gotta ask, and what prompted this? I mean, because I love it. And when I was talking to my man Star Saxon about it, he said, "Man, this is just the power of the lineup. That's that alone." And then listening to some songs that you put out. So what was the catalyst? What was the impetus for this?
If well, I may, no.
Of course you can.
It, you know what? Right. I'm the microphone fiend, so it's like I love this theme of this show, the name of the show, the Microphone Masters. We the microphone fiends. Me and Corrupt, we love the mic. That's one thing. That's how me and Corrupt just hit it off from day one in the early 90s. We was microphone fiends. Corrupted laid carcasses all around the world, just slaying MCs. Me and Trey D, we hit it off. We've been partners since the early 90s. Cocaine introduced me to Trey D. You know what I'm saying? We was doing some records in like 97. We did this pimp shit for Too Short. And then Chill, he's always been one of our personal producers. He's always been there with us. And, you know, we came up with this Dirty OGs, man. And it's swamping, homie. I would just advise everybody to go out there and check it out, man. We got a single we just dropped a couple of days ago, the DOGs single, the theme song. We got a video getting ready to follow up in a few days, in the next week or so. And, you know, man, it's good music, and it's banging, and it's gangster. You know what I'm saying? It's dirty.
Yeah. So when you're thinking about just the way that y'all are before we went live and just the energy, you guys really seem to be partners, and I think that's cool. How is it when you guys are in the studio and you're going through, because you each have, you know, accomplished on your solo tip as well, but when you get in the studio and you're making music and just having fun, what's that like? What's a studio session with y'all like?
I mean, we just have a grand old time. You know what I'm saying? We just do what we do. We all personal friends. You know what I'm saying? Individually and collectively. You know what I'm saying? Over 20-something odd years. So, you know, from us doing our individual endeavors, you know what I'm saying? It's always good to see my brothers. You know what I'm saying? So we be happy to see each other for once. And you can hear the fun through the music. You can hear the positivity, the energy. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing, how we feeling, you can definitely hear it through the music. You know, it's, I pull up one of them beats, you know what I'm saying? Or we got one of these joints, you know what I'm saying? Pull up, you know, Corrupt and Weasel, they get the freestyling, and Trady, like, all right, we going to do it like this. And then, bam, somebody will go in the mic booth, and we just start landing, man, and have a grand old time, man, dirty style. You know what I'm saying? It's real good.
Yeah. When you guys are, one of the questions that I have is, as you guys are going through, I mean, when listening to some of the stuff that you've done, it definitely has, it's so West Coast, and I say that as a definite compliment coming from Cali myself. How will you guys, in terms of, I always ask this question to artists, how will you determine success as a group, as a clique? How will you determine success? Is it just being able to put this out? Is it, you know, how will you guys determine that this project is successful?
Man, we ain't even looking at it like that. We just doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? If the people gravitate towards it, you know what I'm saying? Then that's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? But one of our mottos is it ain't no message. You know what I'm saying? We just doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? For the people that like what we do. You know what I'm saying? It's a missing link to what we've been doing over the years. You know what I'm saying? You know, no disrespect to what's going on these days, because music has to evolve. You know what I'm saying? But for the stuff that we do and the stuff that we done, we just felt like it was missing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we had fun doing those songs. You know what I'm saying? Even though we know how to do other type of shit, you know what I'm saying? We did those songs. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got that blessing by getting a deal. You know what I'm saying? Some people that believed in it. Brian Shafton, you know what I'm saying, over at RBC. You know what I'm saying? And man, they ready to push this line for us. And, you know, the people that, you know, love us already, you know what I'm saying, they excited for the project. So we excited to give it to them.
So I know you guys have been in the game for, you know, for a while, because, you know, Chill, you know, me and my man Star Saxon, we had the blue tape, so you know what I'm saying, we had the back in the day, man. But
that's crazy you say that. The name of that album is called It's a Compton Thing. I was just talking to Corrupted Dad the other day, right? Yes, and I was like, man, you know what I'm saying, they didn't even know the name of that album. It was called It's a Compton Thing. All they know is the blue tape.
I know the name.
We know the name. Rhymes Too Funky, yeah. Part 1 and 2. I played that shit at work the other day.
Oh, that's classic, man. I was 17, 18 years old rocking that thing with my boy MCA. Shout out to 8, man.
Yeah, so the question that I have is with, cause for, you know, you're right in our wheelhouse, but as you're introducing, how has it been received? And I'm not saying that you care about it, but I'm just curious in terms of the young kids. Are they out there saying, yeah, throwing up the W right with you? How is it being received as you're about to release, you know, We Got Now and Next? How is it coming in terms of the reception from the younger generation?
Corrupt. What you think, Corrupt?
He's somewhere around there. You know, it's a movement. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually shocked at how people gravitated to our little movement that we put together, the Dirties. You know what I'm saying? They gravitated so fast to it. You know what I mean? You know, music nowadays, you know, I support all the music that's out right now, because, you know, it's good to have these youngsters being able to have something. They have a career and be out here in this game like we had the opportunity to do. So it's always good. But with this Dirty thing, it's a whole different vibe. It's a whole different thing, man. We taking them back to that original West Coast feel, original West Coast music. You know what I'm saying? For those who want to, you know, get deep down and dirty in this game and miss that heartfelt gangster stories, heartfelt G music and sound, that concept that comes with what we call and love gangster.
2K.G. on your radio dial, and we are here live with the Dirty OGs. This record here is Cocaine featuring the Dirty OGs.
Right.
There's no place, no place like home, where the gangsters roam and roll no chrome. It's just that California classic. We keep it hood, just like a real nigga should. I wish you would.
Cocaine is classic. This a toast from the bookie. Gangster don't dance, little gangbang rookie. I get it from the truth in the booth like cookie. I'm so California on you, growing on that ganja. And we tipping with them T-tops. All black, everything in my eye rock. I got that stupid. Get high in the mean coat, baby, here, whoop this. So gangster, the homies gon' loop this.
Illa killer, Cali, do it easy, we ruthless.
The chill got him on the steering wheel, skipping past the palm trees. 90 degrees or something classic. And me and Coca keep it lit, we ain't tripping off shit. They can suck my dick, cause this classic. Coming straight from the left side, west side, best side, fired up.
There's no place, no place like home, where the gangsters roam and roll no chrome. It's just that California classic. We keep it hood, just like a real nigga should. I wish you would. It's just that California classic.
Oh shit, somebody call a coroner. There was a murder last night on the corner. Point blank range, now cuz is a goner. That's how it is on the west side of Pomona. It's the rider named Weeze in the California breeze. On a mission checking props, cuz I gotta get cheese. With the dirty OGs posted up at the hangout. Rag tray front and back is what they made me bring out. If gunshots rang out, we the ones that's doing it. Ain't no motherfucking way the street punks is ruining it. I'ma keep it gangsta like these other niggas couldn't, and ride for the west when these other niggas wouldn't.
C-A, we stay doing it the G-way, dipping in the tree stay, swerving while the beat play. Fresh new fitted, the Jews on glisten, stashed by pistol, should a fool come tripping. Knock bad bitches, clock fat chippers, keep something sticky twisted up in my swisher. The sweet life, street life, straight from the east side. Started from a G-ride, now I take G-flights. Born gangster, hustling and banging, state mandate that the buses get mangled. Busting new gators and fucking off paper, building with real niggas ducking all hate.
There's no place, no place like home, where the gangsters roam and roll no chrome. It's just that California classic. We keep it hood, just like a real nigga should. I wish you would. It's just that California classic.
Dangerous. The house will make a nigga that's loud as a thunderstorm, quiet as church mouses. Two to the motherfucking chin, get it in. Half of the party is rolled up before it ends.
Classic,
1980 Finn. 10 to get in, domino motherfucker. She'll drop her draws, we'll drop his jaws. Ass whoopings artwork like painted walls, nigga. The firing works, busting in the alley, checking ironworks. This is just the childhood of a hood nigga. All grown up, real, still good nigga. Now I got $20,000 suits. Looking at these niggas like, what it do? Maybe I should slap the shit out of you. You and your homeboy too. Where you from, nigga?
California. We finna put in work, check traps and make snaps. Nigga wanna know what that thieves ain't hitting for, Coca? Check it. Tell them the dirty OGs got that duffel bag. And we cheese moving. Lee sent me knees on the he's on these angles, he's on these act, recite knees down. And I'ma lay some chucks with the quickness. It's nothing. California style.
Yo, what up? You probably been checking out Microphone Mass Radio. That's wild.
Two cars, the streets of L.A. The game, come and play. Two cars, the streets of L.A.
True crimes, it murder, then I smile. With my hammer peeled back in my khakis to sag. In the long nose MC with warrants and no tags. Doing the cheese, moving crimps down, all up in the fast lane. Pomona City riders, nigga, bang for the cash, man. My heart is like a gorilla with the footstep of a rhino. My mind is like a lunatic. I drink like a wino with a stable for the rhino and hood full of killers. A shitload of dope with a block full of dealers and a high speed chase with feds and pigs straight trailing me. And Weasel Low already got a felony. They wanna beat me down and choke me, shoot me up and smoke me, and throw the load back in the pokey. But I'ma blow the field and the doors off the hinges and show the motherfucking world what revenge is.
I had to do time. A punk motherfucker straight off the dime. A bitch nigga was all in line, and he seen me do a true crime.
And now I'm on the main line.
I had to do time. A punk motherfucker straight off the dime. A bitch nigga was all in line, and he seen me do a true crime.
And now I'm on the main line.
I'm pushing through the main line for the third time. On the first time I had to stick a nigga doing inclines to get mine. Grindy with it, mashing with the CRISPR Pro Black. With Lil Bobo and Lil Moo, me and Cud and him go way back. And I'm waiting on my girl to get the call, she got it all. I'm making deals to keep it real, my hustle lives behind the wall. Besides, my status is respected, I'm a G from Trek by Sim. Keep a weapon without detection in a pen, I keep it crimped. But my niggas from South Central, so original, plus they with it. Like a gospel with piano, like the joint up, let me hit it. While I'm thinking for a second, my conclusion, gangsters moving. I'm hollow going for Bobo, a step away from lockdown. Then fuck them in a choco. Real niggas do it like they supposed to do. You ain't a rider, so the homies ain't gon' ride with you. If you a rider, then a comrade gotta die for you. Pay your privileges, cause they cut it, that's the only rule.
Time. A punk motherfucker straight drop the dime. A bitch nigga was all in line, and he seen me do a true crime.
And now I'm on the main line.
I had to do time. A punk motherfucker straight drop the dime. A bitch nigga was all in line, and he seen me do a true crime.
And now I'm on the main line.
I just gave these motherfuckers back their number. Now I'm back in. Huh? Instead of taking 12 to the box, should have took a deal for 10. But I had no idea that them bitch niggas would spill. Even go for that deal instead of wait for the appeal, cause this is real. Or maybe it's just harder than my pimpin', or a squad from the crib module, or this after school detention. Or that slummy ass burger I got from Quick and Split. I'm Pomona Pippin Young, a giant nigga. I never fuck with midget shit. So you know these niggas was down and dirtier than a snake's belly. Them heartless motherfuckers with that spine of a jelly. But nigga, I got a few chicks in my bag and hoes on the stroll too. I'm from Sit Down Pomona, we got hoes that know you. I introduced that nigga to the Pomona Pimp Necklace, administered by one of my hoes when he chose to get reckless. Nigga, I commit true crimes while you like to play Tetris. This game is over, we do credits and presents.
I had to do time. A punk motherfucker straight dropped the dime. A bitch nigga was all in line, and he seen me do a true crime.
And now I'm on the main line.
I had to do time. A punk motherfucker straight dropped the dime. A bitch nigga was all in line, and he seen me do a true crime.
And now I'm on the main line.
I had to do time. A punk motherfucker straight dropped the dime. A bitch nigga was all in line, and he seen me do a true crime.
And now I'm on the main line.
I had to do time. A punk motherfucker straight dropped the dime. A bitch nigga was all in line, and he seen me do a true crime.
And now I'm on the main line.
Yeah. It's another one of those Snoop Digo Double G LC honey things. Yeah, we all off in the hills right about now. It's about 2 in the morning.
Say what?
Yeah, no. Got a big 6 gal on the grill. Keeping it way real. Dog, dog. Happy C Day, my nigga.
If you got beef with DPG, holla at me, the DOG. If you got beef with DPG, holla at me.
A long time ago, try to bang at a show and get slumped like the crow. Any day now, we gon' run at my niggas, just killers and they bow. We see it all like night owls and we stay on the prowl. They don't wanna see me shine again, they fuckin' with my mind again. But as soon as I finish this hind again, I gotta go get my nine again.
They got a body on it from a party, don't it?
Yeah, and I've been trying to slang it, but don't nobody want it. They can help you with band-aids, we comin' with grenades. You ain't seen as many niggas that get life with diamonds and braids. I'm from the home where they get sprayed and gang-related raids. Fuck y'all, they start begging after colors. Let's see what to that. And never give me no hassle, cause I come from over the worst cottage in Paso.
If you got beef with DPG, holla at me, DOG.
in my click, and ain't no question we come stepping straight to get in your shit. So why you acting like a bitch, putting your business on wax? When we could scrap or slap a clip if you want it to crack. See, in the pen, we got a name for niggas running their gap. Sales soldiers roll them up with something up in their back. Handles, laws, battles, scores, shackles, guards, and all. And we the last niggas standing once they start to fall. Make the call, or fuck it, just kick off the brawl. Cause I'm riding with my dogs, win, lose, or draw. Dog pound, insane, neighborhood 20 gang. And every gangster that I hang with down the bang. Full time, pull mines, and I got to bust. Fuck a pass when I mash, anybody can touch. So make my name taste just like a dick in your mouth. And watch the way you want my nuts when you're spitting it out. Dog pound.
Any problems, you can holler at my dog. Holler at my dog. You can holler at my dog. Oh, oh.
If you got
any problems, any problems, you can holler at my dog.
Holler at me, D-O-G.
Holler at my
if
dog.
You got me, with D-P-G.
You can holler at my dog.
At me, D-O-G.
You got a motherfucking problem with my niggas, then you got one with me. It's the S to the Y, the L just dropped 3 E's. As I flee to the homie LT to make the magic. And those that make shit happen. So what you say? You wanna speak? You got beef? DB serve the heat straight to the streets. Honey West, I make the mission complete. And phone them bitches, talk that shit. Beat them bitches and get that ass beat.
Now don't come around here fucking with us. Cause on the real homeboy, we'll be fucking you up. And to you bitches who be thinking y'all can slide by with that punk shit, bitch, betty bye bye. I fuck a bitch up faster than I do a nigga. See to me, most bitches is women, but bitch, you's a nigga. We got rules and codes. G's and hoes, friends and foes, ride to get rolled on.
If you got beef with DPG, holla at me.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy because me and Corrupt, you know, recording the record, you know what I'm saying? He got some nephews, you know what I'm saying? Our nephews we hang with every day. And he was like, man, I don't know about this one record, Chill, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, that motherfucker, go. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I don't know, Chill, you know what I'm saying? You know, we did the Dr. Dre EP thing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I was like, you know, we was at this this place and we was listening to the music out loud with a bunch of people. And I'm just pointing at people that was vibing to it. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, listen to nephew. You know what I'm saying? So we pulled him to the side, asked him, like, man, what's your favorite joint off the album? He named it. I said, I told you a Corrupt Safety. I knew it. That's the one. You know what I'm saying? I knew it. That's the one. You know what I'm saying? So we kept it. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what's funny about that is, like, within the creative process that we do, we always have fun. It's like, is this, because we got 100 records.
Yeah.
For the record.
Okay.
You know, it was like, when we vibe and we write, it's like, sometimes I might feel it, you know, and Chill might be like, okay, we look, I'm not sure, I don't know if that's him. Corrupt be like, that's him. Trainee be like, God, that's it. And Coco just put the icing on the cake. Coke can't come through.
That's got flavor.
You know, so just the creative process has always been fun and original, man. And, you know, we keeping that shit straight gangsta. I'm going to tell you, like, this is raw and uncut. It's definitely a treat, you know, like with the young cats just right now doing their thing.
Yeah.
It's like we embrace that because they embrace us. A lot of these young cats, man, shouts out to our nephew Compton AD, you know, because he definitely got the streets on lock. And we got now and next. You know, they embrace us and we embrace them. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate these youngsters giving us something that we never heard. You know what I'm saying? Some people might not appreciate it, but for everybody that don't appreciate it, it's a million people that love it. So, you know, with this Dirty OGs project, we're just giving them history. You know what I'm saying? Like a rough say, we all about this history. We don't got no damn mess. We ain't worried about no mess.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah,
yeah, continuing this idea of the youngsters. I got a nephew out in Venice. He's like 21. I just be feeding this nigga shit. I be feeding him Dog Pound. I be feeding him East Siders. I be feeding him all that shit. So eventually I was like, yo man, this Fresh Fest shit, go see this shit in late August. Go see this shit. It's gonna do you nice. I need to report. Let me know if that's you. Motherfucker was
yeah.
Yeah. Putting it on each one to the younger generation, man.
that part right there. And they definitely want to know, you know what I'm saying? But they got their own lane, just like our older homies had their own lane. The King T's, exactly. The Saudi T's, the Ice T's. They had their lane, you know what I'm saying? Then it was me and Ace. Then it was Corrupt and Daz, you know what I'm saying? Then it was the East Side. You know what I mean? Music has to evolve, you know what I mean? But you know me as a musician, I listen to all type of music, you know what I'm saying? I listen to all kind of music, not just hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love what the youngsters is doing right now, and I know how to give them this gangster shit to where it's knowledge and to where it's key, to where it's interesting, and it sounds fun, and it sounds interesting, but it's also, you know, some schooling in there. The Dirty OGs is a mixture of Eastsiders, Compton's Most Wanted, Dawg Pound, DJ Quick and them, Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted, the Ghetto Boys, and everything that stands for the 90s of hip-hop for schooling for these cool kids that's doing their thing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, I want to ask this because, again, the passion and the camaraderie, you can hear it, you know, in you guys' voice. And this is for each one of you individually. Was there ever a point in time where the music wasn't fun for you? Because it seems like it's fun for you now. Did you ever get to a point, did you ever hit a pocket where it just wasn't fun for whatever reason?
This Weasel Love, never.
Okay.
No. The music is always, the music is what we live for. You know what I mean? We'll do this shit for free.
This is Corrupt. And, yeah, I had me a time when music was just, it just wasn't that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, right after Space Boogie, I kind of felt it was something else out there, something else that I wanted to do, whether it was be an executive and groom some of these young acts. And, you know, it just wasn't fun like it was, you know what I'm saying? Me, Daz, and Snoopy, we were grown. And we had kids, now I'm a father, I have to fit music and being a father all in one basket. It was hard for me to cope with all of that. That's the thing about the Dirty OGs, and that's the thing about the Dawg Pound. You know, when I get with Dan and Snoop, that's when it becomes super fun. When I get with the Dirty OGs, that's when it becomes super fun, you know what I'm saying? And that's really what put the fun back into the game for me. Was locking back up with Daz and Snoop. And when Weasel came to me with this idea about the Dirty OGs, Weasel and Trey D, you know, and Chill had just got home from the penitentiary. And just that feeling that, I mean, you know, you hear about this all the time, that, you know, your homeboy go to jail and when he comes home, you got something for him to do.
Yeah.
You got something, some way that he can make an income, he can stay out the streets and have a job. You know, it felt good when Chill came home from the penitentiary. Me, Weasel, and Trey D was already in motion and had something for him to do. And then Cocaine just jumped on like a sailboat so fucking fast and so motherfucking quick, like boom. It was just like, oh, you know what? This is that feeling that I'm talking about, cuz that's what makes it fun for me.
Okay.
Being able to do this shit with my homeboy.
What about you, Chill?
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When I was in prison, I didn't write one rap. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm getting older. You know what I mean? I was going through my trials and tribulations. You know what I'm saying? I took a hell of a loss. So, you know, I wasn't feeling it. You know what I mean? The people in jail, they haven't been where I've been and seen what I've seen in life. So it wasn't no motivation, no inspiration around me. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing to have friends like Trady and Weasel and Corrupt. You know what I'm saying? To, man, 3 days after, 2 days after I came home, I was on stage with the Dawg Pound. Like, man, they doing their 20th anniversary of Dawg Food. You know what I'm saying? I'm out there with my long-ass beard, just tripping off my homies, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, boom, I went and smoked with Eight, and we chilled, you know what I'm saying? Talked Compton business, you know what I'm saying? And then, bam, the next day, Weasel and Trey D and Corrupt, they had me in the studio rapping. And I'm like, man, I ain't feeling it, you know what I'm saying? But the first glimpse of that mic, after I heard that shit that they was on,
riding the bike,
I said, y'all ain't going to leave me out. You know what I'm saying? we was on, you know what I'm saying? And we just got cracking. That's when I got right back motivated. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely a pause point. You know what I'm saying? When it ain't no inspiration and motivation around you, definitely got to have good people around you. And it got to be a good inspirational vibe. You know what I'm saying? To keep your mojo out there.
Yeah, and to interject briefly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've always had to be, you know, I'm hungry. I love the microphone. That's why me and Corrupt, that's my Bow Wow, that's my bro right there. Me and I love the motherfucking microphone. I'm a microphone fiend, literally. So, you know, just to be able to get with, you know, some of my bros and everybody's favorite rapper and be able to come together with this 30 OGs, you know, that was like, you know, something I never dreamed of or nothing. It was just something that we did. It was just a matter of just Johnny on the spot. You know, we vibed out. You know, like I said, cocaine has always been there. The inspiration, me and Cuz represent from all the fullest, born and raised. You know what I'm saying? Cocaine, me and him, he's always been there and opened up the doors for me to be able to be a part of, like, some big shit. A lot of people may not know, but, you know, I've been a part of a lot of big things. I've helped inspire, and this is why I'm a key instrument in the OGs, as well as Corrupt, Chill, Cocaine. We all are. Trey D. I mean, we just come together like Voltron. We are the motherfucking DOGs. And I'm going to tell you, we got now and next. I feel good about this project. I hope the people receive it the same. Other than fuck. We just motherfucking. If we don't give a fuck, it ain't no mess. We pushing this 30s,
man. That's what's
you
up.
You know what I mean? We don't give a fuck.
That's what's up, fellas. So I appreciate the time. Hopefully this isn't the last time we chop it up, and hopefully this isn't the last Dirty OGs project, but make sure you check it out. So Dirty OGs, now it's follow on Twitter, on Instagram, it's Dirty OGs. That's DIIRTYOGZ, correct?
Indeed.
Yeah, D. Yep, there it is.
That's what's up.
Indeed.
That's what's up. So we're going to get into some music, so you know we got to bring it to you. So you listening to Microphone Masters on DubsCNN.com.
You know that's gon' keep it crippin' and pippin' at the same goddamn time. Nigga. I jack buster, slap bone, slang dope. I'm banged out, smoking weed when I bust. I got a blackboard head, in my scene on my do-rag. And sack to the floor with grease cactus in a blue rag. You about to eat up the clip of my banana. When I rip by with my colored bandana. Or busters with a quickness with the smack 11 Uzi. I smoke big dope with flying holes in jacuzzis. I hit the switch if you pull up beside us. And represent notorious from all the city riders. You think I tripped out, cuz think I flipped out. Cuz I let the whole entire world know I'm crept out. As soon as I tipped out, you know that it's ruckus. Cause when I returned, I started killing motherfuckers. I pray that God forgive me for my bullshit. So I'm on my knees in the church by the pool.
I keep it crippin' and pimpin'. Cause that's what I am. That's what I am. And I don't give a mad fuck. Fuck it. Goddamn. Goddamn. Shit. Goddamn. Crippin' and pimpin'. That's what I am.
That's what I am.
Shit. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Crippin' and pimpin'. That's what I am.
That's what I am.
Shit. The pimp lineal. No matter fact, fuck that crip lineal. I'm so ready, I'm too low for my own hood. And all you bitches is broke for your own good. Instead of fucking all these suckers for free, you need to let me manage or charge them a fee. I post you hoes on the track with a big wig, so you can trick with all the truckers in the big rig. They be cleaning before they hit the quilts. And if they can't see, I put you hoes on some stilts. Unless it's more bitches, no more than four bitches. And all my low riders got no more than four switches. I wouldn't rap on a Squares instrumental, cause I track that I'm bringing on a straight grip instrumental. A pimp instrumental for the nigga Weasel Loco. Who give a fuck about a bitch or a bro-ho? You niggas hate me, but I don't give a damn. I keep it crippin' and pimpin', cause that's what I am.
I keep it crippin' and pimpin', cause that's what I am. That's what I am. And I don't give a mad fuck. Fuck it. Goddamn. Goddamn. Shit. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Crippin' and pimpin', that's what I am.
That's what I am.
Shit. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Crippin' and pimpin', that's what I am.
That's what I am.
Shit.
Nigga, even when Big Weasel Oak sag my blue rag drag, but I never mean to desecrate the blue flag. So you busters better not get this C-flag twist. You fools act like the cowards and my bosses, and nobody tripping to the West Coast represent Crip, or Pimp, or Blood, or Hooded, Thugs, or straight up hustler with connections on drugs. California Revolution, Independent Party, shook up the world and put fear in everybody. Since the 70s and those was the best days. And now we even got allies as essays. We've been connected and that's what's going. We even got love from Jamaicans and Samoans. Well respected, nothing less accepted. I fill up the clip and hot lead is ejected. You niggas hate me but I don't give a damn. I keep it crippin' and pimpin' cause that's what I am.
I keep it crippin' and pimpin' cause that's what I am.
That's what I am.
And I don't give a mad fuck.
Fuck it, goddamn.
from the underground. Nickname him C8, black brother gets down. Came to Dyson with the hip hop bump to let him know. Now what's up, punk? West side ruling on well, cause I thump. And the city that I'm from, take no shit from a chump. Niggas don't care if an enemy's beeping. Pretty soon, it's a homie you're grieving. You've entered the criminal zone. If you're just a little punk ass fool, you should run on home. Try to compare, get real. I'm from Compton, so you should know the deal. Ballers, skeezers, no age limit matters. No doubt, motherfuckers make the one time scatter. Toe to toe, drop my mic and start thumping. It's the down MC8, and fool, this is Compton.
Crazy nigga from the city, chills from the CPT, you got beef, what a pity, I don't play cause I slay all rap suckers, down with E, killing rookie motherfuckers, squabbing in the streets with the left your ball, make a ride on the launcher and see my name on the wall, not like the banger but I bust up,
any punk ass fool that'll step up,
so follow me, into the zone they call panic, hugs by the thug but suckers act frantic, niggas rolling hard, number one on the pile, crazy brothers going all up for the gangbang style. Compton and stomping, suckers be stomping. Rhymes on hit, but they still talk shit. I gives a fuck about a fool who's front. They call me the chill, and yo, this is Compton.
And I'll pop your fucking neck. People understand what I'm saying. Talk more shit, I'm on hit. Keep the fools all paying. Niggas make you scared when they bell. Police punks talk shit, but you still get out of jail. 8 represents the place with the base. Compete, it won't beat you, just a disgrace. Try to be casual, but that shit won't work. Get sweated in a minute, cause they down for the dirt. Maximum capacity, the crowd just jumps. For the rhythm that I give them, make the souls all pump. Energetic, so don't forget it. Yeah, the eight.
With the dope hub style for ya. Being that you're just another fan on a tip. Get dropped by A and bam and slip. Suckers better watch out, chills hit a scrap. As I said every time in my motherfucking rap. Just like a war zone, got my territory marked. You be slipping if you caught the door.
Sorry clown,
don't be slipping. Don't go headed with a chill, cause chill can kill. I can't stop because the city I'm from. I get too fucked up and kick the ass for bum. So if you got static, punk keep running yo. E, ain't know where the fuck we from. Yo, this is Compton. Sorry ass motherfuckers can't deal. Especially you sucker ass DV3 motherfuckers.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers is too crazy if y'all think y'all can hang with Compton's motherfucking most wanted. In effect, you know what I'm saying? But 89 straight to the 9-0.
Suck ass niggas, can't fade us. CM'd up, punk ass perm wearing pussies.
Yeah, I like that shit.
Faggot ass. Shit, I'm about pissed off, man.
Now, wow. What's
up, cats?
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucking doghouse battle cat collaboration right here. You know this motherfucker bang out. Straight West Coast stand. Peep the script.
I bang with the gang that don't need no intro. We run from East Long Beach to West South Central. Credentials to kick flows and rip shows. Dip foes and pimp hoes while the end don't blow. You know that West Coast low mentality. Focused on reality but living in a whole nother galaxy. We keep it straight, horrible, guard the spot. Bang and snatch chains in the parking lot. Don't matter, it still be fine hoes to gather. Pick about the thickest bitch and I got to have her. It's routine to cool clean, let's hit the show. You know we all fucking once they glimpse the pole. Rip the satin in my hand, pack the gat on my lap. Cause it's hating when you're skating and your pockets is fat. Right. Don't act for a minute like your ass surprised. Just recognize the real way the gangsters ride.
If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. So all the real niggas stay gangstered up. We making paper, suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. Keep it real, motherfuckers, stay gangstered up.
It's going down, motherfuckers, like that. Sound like Battle Cat, been upstairs with Zap. And the knocking don't stop. I hope nobody don't call the cops. It don't stop, the beat to make it pop lock. Not better yet, cuz the shit to keep your Glock cock. You think I'm tripping? Fool, I ain't bullshitting. You better read up on the shit to keep the ladies non-fiction. Watch out for the friction. This West Coast on mine, and fuck anybody dissing, nigga, listen. Doghouse style, cuz I'm a gangster crib. See walking, holding on the extra clip. Now you wanna be a friend, but you gon' make me unload and slap the other clip in, reload. You wanna go toe to toe, set my pistol down on the ground, on the pound, nigga, hell no.
I'm not staying gangster up, cause it just lives in me. And when I've seen enough, I guess that's when I'll be somebody. Once they ever really see, nigga, don't speak on me. I won't stop, so let me be. We all from the street, somebody.
I'm a Long Beach east side, mad ass lunatic, gang bang, slap a bitch nigga out to get a grip. On the grind, getting mine, ask the homies on the 9-2-0. You know, we still own niggas who talk bitch shit. Real niggas feel this, let's get rich. Under the sun, with the young 2-1s, TLCs, and all the DPGs. Down for whatever, whoever wanna see me now. You looking like me, I guess you wanna be me now. It take a whole lot to be Snoop Deagle Dub. You gotta put it down and always stay G'd up. All-star shoes with the G apparel. If I fall in the club, I might bust a pair of Stacey Adams. You never catch me looking R&B. I might be in a three-piece suit looking way OG. Blazing the ounce with the homie Cat, a rough dog. Cause I love putting hustlers on the map. I keep it gangster for show though low. And always got the motherfucking dodo smoke. For all my lokes and kin folks, this is for y'all. Let me hit something, dog. Beware my click. We hopping and dropping. Nothing but the gangster shit. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. For all my real niggas, stay gangstered up. We making paper, suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. Keep it real, motherfucker, stay gangstered up. Gangsters, Doghouse. Something for the 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Doghouse. Trade E, Goldie Low. Yeah. My nigga Battle Cat on the beat.
For sure.
Busters for life.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
West side. Yeah. You can't spell the West without the ES. Oh yeah. We connecting, y'all. That's how we do it.
Do it to him.
Do it to him. And we out.
See ya.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com. As always, I am Jay Love. Joining me is my dude, my not 1A, but my number one right next to me, Star Saxon. And so we have a gentleman by the name of Mass Quan. So I'm going to start this off because my man Star Saxon is the one that brought you to my attention, man, and I'm so glad that he did. But so I'm going to ask you this right here. Fuck niggas. They Uber these hoes. Where did that come from, man? Where did it come from? Because that song, I love the song. Where did that come from?
I would have to say that came from a few of my friends. I mean, just some of the shit that I say. I mean, you know, when you're writing songs, you know, you're either writing songs about, you know, stuff you're going through or some stuff that's around you. And
yeah.
Shit, I've seen, you know, I see shit around me every day. I see a nigga whose girlfriend is fucking pregnant by somebody else, and he fucking knows it, but is unwilling to cut ties. You feel me? Because motherfuckers be that much in love with pussy, with that
God
pussy.
Damn,
they got their nose up that ass that much. I mean, and so it's a lot of stories like that. I mean, you know, even but to even make it more personal, because I'm married, you know. There are situations in marriages where, you know, your wife could be the sweetest thing, but, man, she could be... They will test you at different times, man.
True.
And, you have to fucking... If you don't... If you ain't on point or on guard or whatever, you could be that one of that... You could be that fuck nigga for that situation. Straight up. You know? You know, so, I don't even have to say that. It's about... Even though it's definitely... You know, some close friends that it applies to. I don't even have to point the finger. I can say, you know, it's just that's just the truth.
Damn. Well, we ain't here to point.
It comes from the truth.
We ain't here to point no fingers, man. If you say the niggas know, then the niggas know, man. But let's get back to it, man. Yo, you mass motherfucking Quan. Why don't you tell niggas where you coming out of, man? Where you coming from?
Oakland, California, man. East Oakland. Yeah. Born in Texas, raised in Oakland. Met James Star Saxon in college at UCLA, man.
Yes, sir.
20
yo,
years
let me,
ago. Like
let me tell you back. Yeah, yo. 20 years ago, this nigga Mass Quan had flow with the fucking, what was we, like the dysfunctional late night hype, two turntables, niggas getting drunk, pissing in the closet. Shout out to Mills D, where you at? I ain't forgot that one, dog.
Hey,
and cool. Yo, man, yo, bringing two turntables in the middle of campus, setting that shit up, plugging it in, and fucking Mass Quan flowing. Let me take y'all back a little bit. Quan, I know you remember this shit when you was fucking battling ACLO when you was a student.
Oh.
I wasn't ACLO when I was battling.
Nigga, bang, boom, Dr. Doom. It was all love, though. It was all love, though. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I can't even really remember. I thought it was somebody from Wu-Tang at a club.
Nah, nigga, it was broad daylight.
Nah, it was, yeah, you talking about on stage?
Yeah, nigga, yeah.
Man, I think it was like that a battle. I mean, I just kind of
it wasn't an official battle. You just got up there. You got there. You said a lot of fucking things, and niggas showed you fucking respect. So I call that a battle. Nigga walk on stage with fucking AC alone and walk off. Not sweating bullets, nigga did his fucking thing.
Oh, that's what's up.
So, Mass Quan, what type of love are you getting up there in Oakland, California, man? Because I gotta believe there's a lot of competition for that mic and that stage up there where all the rappers we know come from that area.
Man, the people that know me love my music, I will say that, you know, but I'm not hella known, you know. I guess that's my downfall. It's promotion. You feel me? I haven't done that good of a job with promoting myself. But, yeah, I can't blame nobody but myself for that. But as far as the people that know who Mass Quan is, yeah, I got fans. I got real fans. Yeah. I got, like this next album that I dropped, The Streets Out Here is gonna fucking love it. You feel me? Yeah, they love people. Because my music has always been kind of honest. And as I just gotten older, it's just more honest, even more honest. I don't get caught up in trying to be lyrical. I just want to say shit that's real. And yeah, people like that. So, yeah, to answer your question, pretty much everybody who has heard of me likes my music, but... It's a lot of people that still haven't heard of it.
Okay, so, fuck, man, would you say that you've not put a concerted effort as an independent artist to marketing your shit, and you've been more focused on the product? Do you think that's what it is? Because I gotta believe it's hard out there for an independent rapper right now.
At first, you know, at first, definitely, I was more concerned with the product. I'm always most concerned with the product, even still now. But then, you know, as you get older, because, you know, I was doing shows and performing and stuff, but And Pitt, you get married, man. You have kids. I got four children. One of them got Down syndrome. Shit, you get baby mamas. I had a baby mama before I got married. You feel me? So, and then the main thing is I started hustling. To be keeping honest, you feel me? I'm more concerned with fucking shipping 4 or 5 pounds of weed a week than I am fucking passing out my CD straight up. You know, so that kind of shit just goes on the back burner, really. You know, I go to the liquor store, motherfuckers ask me when I'm coming out with some music, damn near every day. And it's like, really, when I get around to it. You know, that should be on the back burner. But then when I make something, it's tight. I like to make music. I like just making music. And plus, I'm an artist. So, you know, it's something inside of me that wants to express myself. But I've learned that fucking just expressing myself, just making it, is enough. It actually eases this pain, or once you get it out, once you write it down and make the beat and go to the studio and record it and perform it like once or twice, you're satisfied as an artist. Of course, you'd be more satisfied with 1 million people listening to it, but you're actually satisfied with 1 or 2 people listening to it and saying that shit is tight. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
definitely. You mentioned in your response just now, you hinted at doing production. Do you do your own production, or do you find yourself working with other producers in the area?
Nah, I'm way more of a I'm solo bolo, pretty much.
Self-contained.
Yeah, I make my own beats, and I don't really work with people too much at all. You know, that song Elephant, though, I will say, a girl gave me that beat. You know, she a friend of mine, she gave me that beat, but it wasn't like that. It was just, you know, I had to chop it up and stuff. But she was like, man, it's something that you would probably be tied off, you feel me? And so I did that. But for the most part, yeah, I've been making my own beats, you know, ever since I got my first NPC, you know, which was like right out of college. You know, when I first got out of college, A-Plus was making my music from Hieroglyphics.
Nice.
But
yeah.
From Souls of Mischief, rather.
Yeah.
Hieroglyphics, Souls of Mischief. But he was kind of doing production for multiple people, you know, including House Souls of Mischief. And so I remember, like, he was on some, like, he had let me hear some beats. And then I was like, yeah, I like this one right here. And he was like, well, actually, this beat is for such and such. And I remember I had told my brother I was a little disappointed in that. And my closest brother to me, you know, he went in age. We went to Music Unlimited and got my first NPC.
Isn't that the most frustrating thing when you went? Because I do a little MCing myself, man. So when you sit with a producer and they saying, okay, yeah, I'm gonna play you some of my stuff. You say, that's hot. Oh yeah, but that's for so and so. Okay, well,
yeah,
what the fuck you playing for?
That's
me,
the
for,
last
man?
Time that happened to me. That's the last time that happened, but I feel your frustration, but yeah, that's the last time that happened to me. That never happened again. And I make my own shit, or people give me beats now, you know, that I usually don't fuck with, but I might if I want to. But it's definitely not me on some waiting list shit for beats.
When you talk about in terms of, I mean, having to hustle and grind and do your things to make sure you're providing for your family, would you consider music to be more of a release for you to help you to step
Definitely.
Away from some
music
of the stuff
is
that goes
my
on?
Man cave now. And okay. It hasn't been more. It's crazy that I'm coming with so much more music right now at this age of my life, you know, because I got, let's say I got about 15 to 20 songs that people think are fucking classics, you know, just classic Masquan shit, you know. Some shit is online, some shit is not, you know.
Yeah.
It's been some years, though. You know, I got, you know, it's been some years that, you know, they've been out, and I really kind of backed off of it because my wife sings, so, you know, in her spare time, I make beats for her and stuff, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's definitely become, for whatever reason, I've gotten back into just the making of music. And I definitely think it's just a release. It's my man cave. it's one where of I can go and just seeing it like that. It's crazy that seeing it as a, when I realized that that's what it is for me. It actually opened. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, it actually opened up my subject matter again too, because you know when you're married, you're kind of. I want to necessarily say fuck niggas, they Uber these hoes. You feel me?
Oh, we feel you.
You feel me? But fuck that, you know? You know, when you look at it as a man cave, this is where I'm going to say, this. I'm not going to be judged down here. I'm not a husband down here or a father down here. I'm just a mask one down here. You feel me?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's been fun. It's been a reawakening.
Since we both have a common,
it's a release.
We both know somebody in common with Star Saxon. I remember years ago, this is when I was living in, I was in college as well and attending San Jose State. And Star Saxon gave me a great opportunity cost lesson in terms of, okay, Jay, you could do this or you could do that. It's all about what the value of your time is. So is when it comes down to music, is it one of those things where with the way that it's so cluttered these days that you feel that, yeah, I'll just do it on my spare time because, gosh, in order to do it full time, there's so much that goes into to cut through all the clutter that the opportunity cost is so great to be able to get a little bit of success. Does that ever factor into your thinking when it comes to music?
That's a good question. Not really. My thinking is so elementary that it doesn't even go to that level. You know, I think that's the actual beauty of my style lyrically, is it's intelligent but simple. You know what I'm saying? A person can understand my lyrics. You don't have to be a fucking scientist to understand my fucking rhyme styles and this and that. That being said, that's kind of who I am, in the sense of if I finish like this next project I'm working on, I'm thinking about either calling it If I Had to Choose One, which would be a fucking, you know, the catch to that is I choose none. It'd be all kind of songs on there. Like if I had to choose one song, I can't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm giving you fucking 15 tracks. And the other I'm also thinking of calling it Selfies, and having pictures of bitches on the cover. That's why I take selfies. We in the selfie age. You feel me? But my selfies are my music. My songs are my selfies. That's what they've always been. They've been fucking me writing and producing something and putting it out, and it's a picture of myself at that moment. It's a selfie. It's a sonic selfie or whatever. Nice. That being said, man, my marketing goals be like, man, I want to make sure every liquor store around me got 100 CDs in it of me, you feel me? And, you know, I want every nigga that is down here to know who the fuck I am. I want these bitches over here to know who Mask On is. I want these motherfuckers over here. I want to perform right down here at this spot, you feel me? My marketing is so fucking next step, like the very next step. It's not, it never gets convoluted with the, you know, other stuff. You know, people feed you stuff all the time to make you think bigger and bigger and bigger, but for me it's just, man, yeah, I want my neighbors to know what I do, you feel me? I want, and you know, I just want to keep expanding the globe, the scale of who my neighbors are, you know, from my next door neighbors to the neighbors around the corner, to the liquor store down here, to the liquor store in the hundreds, to the liquor store on 90th, to the liquor store on 90th, and here, the liquor store on 82nd, to the liquor store, boom. I want all these little hubs of people to know what I do and who I am. You feel me? And I want to hear my music, you know. When I go outside one day, I want to hear somebody slapping my shit that I don't know or didn't know. You feel me? That's kind of my marketing plan. So it's a very elementary marketing plan. But, you know, it's effective. Nice. You do it right.
I like that, man. So I know, I'm sure you got a presence on social media and all that stuff. And this is not the first conversation we have, because, you know, Star Saxon didn't give you all the great introductory stuff in terms of to be able to get you on the conference call line, so we're gonna blame that on Star Saxon. But so what? So in terms of Twitter or Instagram or anything social media wise, let folks know
whatever
it is. Let folks know how they can stay connected with Asquan.
I don't have a Twitter or anything like that. I do have a SoundCloud.
Okay.
I believe it's Mass Quan or Mass MFN Quan. I haven't been on SoundCloud that much lately. I do have a Facebook, which I'm thinking about getting rid of, but I do have a Facebook. I'm actually thinking about getting rid of both my Facebook and my SoundCloud and keeping one social media available, and that would be fucking YouTube. YouTube is actually the most challenging, you know, the most, because it's like to put something on YouTube, I got to make a video.
And right. So,
that challenges me to make the song, then make the video. And then, you know, but then when you put it out, you got this completed thing. Like, there are videos for fuck niggas they Uber these hoes and,
yes, there is.
And
yes,
Elephant
there is.
And, oh, yeah, not video. That video was crazy as fuck.
You know? Yo, let's talk about that video.
And I'm like, nigga, I went to go get
fuck?
A cucumber. I was like, nigga, I want to act like I got that big ass dick right here. And that shit was hella fucking funny,
hey.
Man. I'm sitting
hey,
there
with
a cucumber.
The video is off the. Hey, the video is hard. The video is classic. This nigga Mass Quan is walking around shirtless with a fucking hoe in his hand. Straight up. Yo, if you want to feel, you want to feel good about yourself, you want to listen to some real hip hop, a nigga flowing, you walk away after 4 minutes and some seconds like, yo, I'm better off for that. I'm going to put another nigga on. I encourage everybody to go to YouTube, type in Mass Quan, fuck niggas, they Uber these hoes. You will not be disappointed. And as my man said at the top tier of the comments, this is the unheralded anthem for the summer of 2016.
That's what's up. Appreciate that.
And plus, and so on SoundCloud, you are in SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com/MassQuan. That's M-A-S-S-Q-A-N.
Yes, I am on SoundCloud. I'm probably going to stay on SoundCloud, you know, but I'm, I don't know about Facebook, though. I haven't really been on it that much lately, and I kind of want to just streamline everything. I want to just keep making stuff.
Man.
And Facebook ain't about making stuff. It's just about saying stuff, you know what
Man,
I mean?
I got to say this. Again, you'll be back on joining me and Star Saxon, but your songs are so blunt. So fuck niggas that Uber these hoes. I'm on SoundCloud right now. Bitch, you so beautiful. So I'm just saying.
That's my new one. Yeah, that's my new one. You know, and that's actually written about a bitch. You know what I'm saying? That was a tribute for a friend, and she loves it. She plays. She said she plays it every day. That's hella funny. She's like, I play. I'm slapping my song. I called her the other day. I'm like, what you doing? I'm slapping my song, smoking a blunt. And the name of the song is "Bitch, You're So Beautiful."
But the way you describe,
I like to entertain. I like to entertain myself with my music.
I love the fact that it's like, yeah, no, that's actually about a bitch. Man, so...
Who plays it every day? Yeah, go figure, man.
We about to give you a couple of joints. We thank Mass Quan for stopping through. He's going to be back again. So you are listening to Microphone Masters on WCNN.com. Make sure you listen to his stuff, SoundCloud.com/MassQuan. That's Q-U-A-N. You are listening to Microphone Masters on WCNN.com.
No, I'm not your Uberer. Take your ass to hell and back like my name Lucifer. Still spit the same crack, just a little toothlesser. Bloss daily, head doctor, boss lady. Got a nigga at a loss for words saying, oh, baby. Facial recognition, ain't no extra kissing. Told me not to bust in your mouth, didn't listen. And we ain't
ain't lasted. Matter of fact, it's sober. Ejaculate and make a nigga start acting sober. Now you're heated, cause I'm giving you the cold shoulder. Girl, you know my dick tastes like Hennessy and Coca-Cola. Hustle like Matthew Della Vadova. Tango, mucho dinero, selling La Mota. Cut out the middleman, it started growing. Gentrification ain't gon' move a nigga out of Oakland. Fuck niggas, they over these hoes. Fuck niggas, real niggas outmaneuver these hoes. Real niggas, fuck niggas, they over these hoes. Fuck niggas, real niggas outmaneuver these hoes. Real niggas, I love bitches, but I love myself more. Be a fuck nigga, what the hell for? Nice guys, they finish dead last. Butt hurt with less cash. Who wear the pantalones? Who got the huevos? You chasing pussy nigga, I'm chasing pesos. I'm low key, and so mean. You could get a 5 sack or a whole P. I'm corner store to Costco, little or a lot more. Took time to move, the fuck I'm finna stop for? Tryna make it last forever, like the Key Sweat slow jam. You wanna get with Quan, bitch? Get with the program. Respect the game like, yes sir, no ma'am. For me and mine, indeed I go ham. I'm an aristocrat, that means I'm royalty. Not tripping off this or that, bitch, just loyalty. Fuck niggas, they over me. You should be happy. I'm talking about the big piece of chicken. I'm talking about my dick needs a licking. I'm bringing bacon. I'm breaking Franklin's. I'm Krusty Krab. You getting played like plankton. You the type of guy to cry when she leaves. Even though the bitch lied and deceived. I guess anything better than being lonely. You're half poodle, half pony. But it's whatever, my nigga, you still the homie. And pussy feel good like Tony, Tony, Tony. My balls feel better though. She wanna leave, I'ma let her go. Call that bitch a dungeon monkey, just to make sure I'm unforgettable. Yeah. See, the moral of the story is this. Baby girl, you don't gotta be perfect. You just gotta be worth it. Fuck niggas, they over these hoes. Fuck niggas, real niggas, I'm a over these hoes. Real niggas, fuck niggas, they over these hoes. Fuck niggas, real niggas, I'm a over these hoes. Real niggas, fuck niggas, they over these hoes. Fuck niggas, real niggas, I'm a over these hoes. Real niggas. Where the weed at? It's right here. Every song, I make it quite clear. I never made a dollar rapping. But life is all about adapting. Wanna get saved, bitch? Not a cap. Trying to get paid, nigga? What's happening? My style cleaner than a nap. Beats hitting like Von Miller tack. Cam Newton in the Super Bowl. I take a loss like a trooper though. Press conference, I'm all grit. Yeah, we lost, but bitch, I'm ballin'. I'm a Draymond ass nigga. Posted on the block, but I do shoot three. Nickelback records in the building. Serving knocks, but we do move pins. I'm
elephant. Bitch, I'm real elephant. I'm real elephant.
Come on.
I'm still relevant. I'm real elephant. You monkey see, monkey do, no intelligence. To make my own fucking way is my mentality. I love to hustle for the tax-free salary. Mask one never lack originality. You phony niggas make me sneeze like an allergy. I need some Benadryl. I see the whole game like I'm playing center field. I got a cannon like Puig, though, Negro. You get gunned down trying to be a hero. And bitches love my libido. I beat the pussy till they singing like Figaro. But naked in my vehicle. To tell the truth, my life unbelievable. Tell a lie, my wife don't need to know. The fuck am I speaking for? I'm real elephant. Bitch, I'm real elephant.
Come on.
It ain't easy being me, I struggle every day. And wouldn't have it any other way. You ain't got shit, cause you not shit. I call shots like 8-ball corner pocket. If hella niggas doing it, I do the opposite. Face to face with my demon till I conquer it. Don't let my insecurity shake my confidence. Not a boy, man enough to face consequence. My words is more than a bunch of vowels and consonants. Lyrics universal, meant to spread across continents. The nigga is the bastard child of Mother Africa. My ancestors picked cotton in tobacco. They used to call me 3/5 of a man. At 24 was smoking splits in Japan. Perseverance is a part of my identity. Passed down through generations over centuries.
I'm real elephant. Bitch, I'm real elephant. I'm real elephant.
Really know if black lives matter. Homicide rate be leaving black lives shattered. Sons in the graveyard, daughters on the strip. Mothers on their own, fathers abandoned the ship. To stop the killing seem like a fantasy. Niggas catching bullets over currency and vanity. We still blame the white man for this insanity. We caught up in the system and we move so mechanically. Our kids is raised by the radio and video. Mind stay pitiful, focused on material.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com. So it's been a full episode. Star Saxon with the Dirty OGs. I want to chop it up with them again. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to catch up with Trey D, or else I think it would have just been, with Trey D, or else it would have just been stupid, crazy with how they interact with one another. I think one of the things you had mentioned was just how not thought-provoking, but how reflective it seems in a way that that Corrupt was on some of the questions, some of his answers to some of the questions. So really enjoyed that. And Masquan, that dude is hilarious. Definitely looking forward to chopping up with my man again. So that dude is crazy. So Star Saxon, we are at the part of the episode that we call Last Words. So just want to see if you had any last words. Me, I'm just as we record this, my son is elated because his Cardinals were victorious today. And the funny thing is, last week when they lost on Sunday Night Football, he was dejected. He was downtrodden.
Was he in the dump?
Yes.
Was he in the dump?
He was near tears because he's such an avid supporter of the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm happy that they got a win and I don't have to deal with some 14-year-old with a sad face for the next week until the next game is played. So those are my last words. Star Saxon, it's on you, man.
Yo, Jay, you need to tell your boy. You need to look at Sunday Night Football highlights tonight and just let them know that the consequence of the Patriots and Jimmy Garoppolo going into Phoenix and beating his Cardinals was that today Jimmy Garoppolo got broke the fuck off.
Yeah.
Injured his shoulder and the motherfucker's out, quote, indefinitely. My last words, man. Let's get back to my dude, Masquan.
Yeah.
He don't know exactly what I'm talking about. My last words. Who ate the motherfucking steak?
There we go.
Let me clue you in, man.
Yeah.
It's me, the homie Mal B, Masquan, and like the homie Rob and the homie Jack. We're off in the crib. Motherfuckers getting fucking wasted, drinking and smoking. And I get the munchies. I think I'm like 18 at the time. I got this nice steak, this fucking like $10 steak that's been sitting in the freezer for a hot minute that I thawed out.
Yeah.
I season that shit up, put that shit in the broiler, take it out, it's ready to go. Then the homies hit me up like, yo man, we got an extra ticket to go see this movie Posse starring Mario Van Peebles.
Ha ha!
Yeah. You wanna roll? I'm like, fuck, I don't have time to eat the steak. Alright, cool. I'm gonna just tear a little quick piece off, let's roll. Dude, I go see this movie, get back like midnight, come back. I swear to God, dude, there's like a quarter-sized piece of steak left. Now, mind you, when I left the crib, Masquan, nigga's on the couch with the homie Mal B. I'm like, yo, just lock up when y'all leave. I get back at midnight, nigga's knocked out on the couch. There's like a quarter-sized piece of my fucking steak missing, and I just wake these niggas like, yo, quit my fucking steak. I don't know, dog. I don't know. Yo, man, it's been like 20 years, dude. Just admit it, dude. Quan, admit it. You ate my motherfucking steak.
And on that note, we gonna leave y'all with, he is on behalf of Star Sax and I am J Love. Thanks again for the Dirty OGs, Corrupt, Weasel Loke, Chill MC for stopping through. Also, Mads Quan, y'all are all welcome back anytime. We gonna leave you with a dope song as we head on out. But until then, make sure you stop by dubcnn.com. And also, again, make sure you hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com and at Mike Masters Radio. He's at Star Saxon on Twitter, that's 2 R's and 3 X's. I am at Javon Love, that's JAVONLUV. Till next time, Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. Are you can
like motherfuckers out there be like taking our stabs, trying to do their own little this thing, but can't do it, you know. So we gonna do it like this, like, sit back, relax, and have it cool.
Have you ever heard of a slaughter? I oughta start dipping, sipping on that ST gets me to tripping. I don't slip, I bangs with that mad ass dog pound gang. It's a DPG thing. Corrupt from the SC. You wanna test me? Let's see if you'll survive 45 times. Like a hollow point headed for your dome. Take a couple steps, turn around in its own. Couldn't withstand the murderous mental. I subdue and then take two to your temple. When I cause holocaust from what's written, niggas collapsing when the straps is spitting. Look, this is how it's done, nigga.
1, 2, 3.
I grab my strap, your best run, nigga. I give the fuck, corrupts the kingpin of the click. Little was G with the biggest dick.
Shit, a motherfucker better recognize. With the twist of my wrist like OJ, you won't die. I snack on motherfuckers like a bone. Wanna be the shit upon the microphone ever since I was born. Not to ever love a bitch. Learn game after game. That's why we are the best. Motherfuckers be gangsta styles minute after minute. But soon as you did it, I smelt the nigga shit. Now what would you do?
What you do?
If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
What would you do?
What you do?
If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
Bitch, butterfly all day while I steady make my pay every single day in the LBC. Cruising through the east side, me and Lil Style in the back of a green 6-4 busting freestyle.
There's no escape, give me the papers in the tape case. How much money could a nigga make in one place? The review shit new, you stupid motherfuckers can't fuck with my crew.
I see all these niggas trying to get with my kinfolk. Get so many busters on the west coast, and not to say the least, I see a few trick ass niggas laying low on the east coast. And the question is asked, do you wanna rap, scratch my blast, cause that nigga dead? I'll be the first one to hit him. Oh yeah, fuck VG knockout and every nigga down with him. Cause I'm a natural born killer, and a stealer hat, motherfucker, cause it's like that.
Now what would you, like what you tell?
You can fuck with me or my crew.
It's so many motherfuckers that I can include. Who's quick to blast motherfuckers in a feud? It doesn't make a difference, cause it's about who's the quickest on the draw to end all existence. For instance, let's take these ruthless fools. These ruthless fools in a pound in one room. Assume it's only for conversation, so let's conversate. Slip a nigga to 38 then dip. Empty out the clip, mind on set trip, cause niggas talk shit.
Now if a nigga had a prayer before a nigga died, would the nigga be dead or would he stay alive? And if I was in your shoes, would I survive? Probably not, you probably let your Glock go pop. Now drop to your knees and picture that nigga dance flowing in the breeze. Now what would you,
what
do,
would you do
if you could fuck with me on my crew?
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
What would
what would you do if you could fuck with me on my crew?
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in my motherfucking hell, bitch.
From the twitch of the eyes, you can see the line. Just know it when you see it, cause it messes up the flow to the real feelings, you know. And I'd rather be sipping on a glass of wine. Can you feel yourself in the ring with Everlast, trying to steal a flow? I don't think so. Cock blockers come with their hearts beating jealousy in the way like a stray dog, trying to claim every bitch at his own. Cock blockers come in every color, even blue, yeah, this is true. Trying to fuck your woman, and even you. Now what the fuck would you do, motherfucker?
What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? If you could get with me and my crew, what would you do? Won't you tell me what you would do? Tell me what you would do. If you could get with me and my crew, with me and my crew, what would you do? What would you do? If you get caught with your pants now.